Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And guys, it is the first Sunday of the month. I'm not so happy that it's September and that means back to school, but it does mean that it is the timeout edition of The Parenting Show. It's a show where we just talk about whatever we want. Whatever we want. It's myself and it's my special guest co-hosts. We got Miranda Melisani and Sarah Blackwood. But Sarah n'est pas ici. Miranda, where is she?
She's taking another flight somewhere. Where's she off to?
She is, I think she's in Portland.
Yeah, Portland for a show.
Yes.
Performing, which we're so happy for her because so long overdue to get back to the concerts.
Yeah, so they are doing, some shows in California. And they have a show coming up at the Molson Amphitheater as well. So if you're a big Walk Off the Earth fan, you need to definitely go and check out their socials to find out all the details on their upcoming show here in Toronto. I actually went to a show not too long ago.
You did. You went to the Arkells,
right? I did, which was amazing and weird because I hadn't been to a concert, Miranda. Mm-hmm. Since early March 2020, and it was the Lumineers.
So how did you feel? I mean, when you're in a big crowd of people like that, first off, how did that feel?
Okay, so I have no problem telling people that I'm double vaccinated. So I'm fully vaxxed. Is the choice that I like that worked for me.
Yeah,
sure. Right? Everyone to each their own.
Yep.
For me, vaccines are the way to go. So knowing that I'm fully vaxxed, I wasn't scared. Like, I know I can still get COVID, but if I were to get it, my symptoms would be a lot less than someone who would get it without being vaccinated. So knowing that, I went in and I was feeling really good about things. Everyone did have their mask on.
Even at the end of the night?
No, okay. That's what I was getting at. Everyone did have their mask on as they were entering. That's the word.
Yeah.
Budweiser stage. But then once you got to your seats or the lawns or wherever you were to watch the show, masks did come off. But once we got to our seats, masks just kind of came off. And you know what? I was okay with it. I wasn't freaking out. I wasn't scared. I was just so happy, Miranda. Yeah. I was so happy.
You of all people were the happiest because concerts, I mean, music is your therapy, really, right? Me too.
Yeah.
You love concerts. Like you're always on, like you're always waiting to see who's coming.
Yes,
next, right?
Definitely. Like I just bought tickets for The Killers, which is happening over a year from now. And I have a show coming up in December, The Hunna, which they're playing a small venue here in Toronto. They're a UK band. So yeah, concerts for me, they are my therapy, medicine. It's a way to recharge my battery.
There's something it's so special about being in. I mean, I don't like crowds. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like crowds, but for the right band, I will go because there's something really special about being in a crew of people that they're there for the same reason. And it's a collective and everybody's singing. And it's like at the end of the night, I mean, it's a little bit insane.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I like to kind of deke out before the end of it, but I love that vibe.
Time out on the timeout edition here. Rewind. Miranda, did you just say that you bail a little bit before the end?
I'm so sensitive to crowds. I've been this way my whole life. That sometimes like when everybody's leaving or if it's like that end, like
it's just a chaos,
I can't do it. So sometimes it depends. Sometimes, I mean, Pearl Jam, I do not leave.
Because Pearl Jam has like five encores.
I know.
Their curfew is at 11 p.m., like most venues. And then the venues turn on their lights and they're just like, let's just give her. And they continue to play. Actually, talking about Pearl Jam, because they are my all-time favorite band and Miranda's as well.
Yeah.
So we're doing the show from Horseshoe Valley right now. And we've got two condos side by side, which are absolutely beautiful.
They're beautiful and they're so spacious. And the view?
They're huge. Yeah. So we're in Miranda's condo right now doing the show. And just a few minutes ago, I had to run down to my truck to get something. And as I was walking back in, I was holding the microphone that I use for the show. And I see
it's bigger than your head.
It is. It's huge. Yeah. And I see a guy walking the same direction that I'm in to get into our condos here. And what's he wearing? Randy, he was wearing a Pearl Jam t-shirt.
I love it.
And for all like huge Pearl Jam fans, there's something about it. Like you have to always talk to each other. If you see a car with a Pearl Jam sticker on, you got to honk and wave. If you see someone with a ball cap, a t-shirt, you got to say something.
Yeah. I feel like Pearl Jam fans are a unique bunch. And when you know you're a fan, it's like, I like you already. I know because you get it.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, I look at the dude, like, I don't even hesitate, not even like any slight hesitation. I'm like, nice shirt. And he looks down and he's like, Pearl Jam. And I'm like, I got 5 tattoos. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. Anyways, we start talking. So shout out to Matt, the Pearl Jam fan, who is also here at Horseshoe Valley Resort. But yeah, I can't wait. This is like our last hurrah with the kids.
I know. And they're really excited. Like because what's great about Horseshoe is that everything is right in reach. So, yeah. You know, all the activities, like right now we're looking at the ski lift and like it's moving because you can mountain bike down the hill. There's the pools, there's indoor and outdoor pools.
Yeah. They have a lake here. It's a man-made lake.
Yeah. And tubing, I think on the lake.
Yes.
Mini golf and just like everything is at your fingertips and there's great food and they're super accommodating when it comes to allergies too, which I'm really happy to hear.
Yes. About. Yeah. Yeah. They even have golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Golf, mini golf, golf. That's right. I mean the professional golf. Golf. Okay.
The one that we don't do.
Yeah. I don't even know how to hold a club.
I need to go to the driving range if I need to get some frustration.
I've never been to a driving range.
Really?
Never.
Maybe we need to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good when you're frustrated and you need to get it out?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think so. I mean, that's.
I kickbox. Is it better than punching and kicking?
I'm not sure if it's better.
Sure. I'm aggressive, yeah. You know, but what parent doesn't need an outlet like that, you know?
Totally.
Especially now as we're like about to start off the new school year, we're wrapping up the summer vacation. It's sad. I want my kids to go back.
Oh yeah.
I want them to go back, but I also don't want summer to end.
I know.
Right.
It's such a mixed feeling because, you know, as soon as September hits, we're going in the direction of colder temperatures, a lot of busyness because of activities and school schedule. And because we don't know what the school year looks like, there's that extra element of added stress and kind of like weighing down that feeling. So we really have to like, we're here to enjoy. So we're going to,
we're going to enjoy. We're going to enjoy.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be here and you see 2 moms running around with 5 kids. Uh-huh. It's just us. It's just us. And we're fine. We may look like we're losing our shit, but we're not. Low key. We totally are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm excited. I'm excited. We're going to get out there. We're going to have some fun. We're going to make the most of it.
And the weather is going to be perfect. And did you see the weather? It's going to be like 24 and sunny the next couple of days.
No, I didn't even check the weather. I was just like, come on kids, let's go. Throwing bags into the back of the pickup. Do you want to know what happened to me? Talking about throwing bags into the back of the pickup.
What did you do?
So I threw the bags into the back of the pickup. I threw the kid. Well, I didn't physically throw my children. I gently put my children into the truck. And then I went to go put gas in. And then I had to make one little stop before getting on the highway. So I put gas in, make the stop, get out of the truck. And I realized the back of my bed, I left open.
Oh no.
I was like, thank God I made this stop. Because if not, I would have literally driven up the 400 with the back open. And for sure, like my lap, I would have had my microphone because my microphone was in the passenger seat.
That's all that matters, really.
Yeah. But my laptop, can you imagine if my laptop would have been flying out of like the back?
It's like those little moments where you're like, your angels are watching it for you. Like for real, those things, like when you think, wow, that could have been really bad.
That's really, really bad.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's, this is what like life is like as a parent. All you parents at home listening, you're probably like, yeah, you know what? I've had those moments. You leave your house. Maybe you leave the front door unlocked or you're like, you leave like, and then you're like, did I turn the oven off?
There's a chance I didn't pack my bathing suit and I haven't gone in my suitcase yet. Yeah. I haven't gone in my suitcase yet to see for sure, but I'm having a little bit of like, oh my goodness, can't remember. Because I packed the kids, I packed the food. You know, I had Herbie, my pug, this morning. He was going to be picked up. I was like, oh my goodness, what happens if I don't? So I haven't looked yet.
Miranda, I don't want to talk about it. I have three. I can't even lend you one of mine because we are so not the same size.
I know,
it
might be
trouble. It will fall right off of you.
Oh gosh. Yeah, okay. We're hoping for the best.
Well, you know what, Miranda, we're going to let Miranda go check her bag. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more because you are tuned in to the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And this is the Timeout Edition.
Now back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, and you are tuned in to our very special once a month show called the Timeout Edition. It's where myself and my special guest co-host jump on and we just talk about whatever we want. So I've got Miranda Malasani, and we usually have Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth. However, she is traveling right now because her band is back to doing some shows, which is amazing. And we're so like happy and thrilled for her, aren't we, Miranda?
So happy for them. I know, like, not having that ability when it's your thing,
it's been super tough
for them.
So there's a lot of musicians who have been suffering throughout this whole thing. Like, I know that a lot of people talk about like support small businesses, entrepreneurs, you know, the restaurants, but no one ever talks about the music industry, really.
Yeah,
the bars and the venues that like thrive off of bringing in musicians and having live music playing.
Totally. And in that too, I would say the industry even extends to hospitality in general too.
Yes.
Because right now there's such a shortage of staff because of, you know, the ways that the government had to compensate. But the problem is that we go to a place like that's where we're so, like, we've been traveling a lot this summer. Right now we're at Horseshoe Valley Resort, and we know there's a shortage of staff everywhere, and people are really compensating. Like, people are working harder. We saw it in different locations where they're stressed to the max and they're still trying to give the best customer service they can. So really kind, like, be extra kind to people right now at businesses, you know, a little more patience at a restaurant or wherever you are at a resort.
Just be mindful, patient, empathetic and compassionate. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's the least we can do for these people. But yeah, I'm totally with you. And I'm really, really happy for Sarah and her band that they are touring again. And especially like, because I don't know, I'm hearing rumor of like another lockdown.
Yeah. Let's not go there until we have to go there, I think, because there's so much stress already that, you know, the thought of it, I think we go so far in the future, which we have to plan as parents, as parents, whatever. But it starts to really eat at you. Like, it, you know,
like the anxiety is already kicking in where you're just like, oh God, please. No, I'm not doing homeschooling again.
Well, the thing is,
I am going to drop my children off regardless.
No, we do. Because honestly, like, as a single mom trying to work and manage that, it's not manageable.
No,
it's really not. So we really have to
move
forward.
And I know the government is trying to help and compensate and like help people out. But that for mom, like, any single parent, it's hard. It's really,
it's
really
hard to period, but to have not that extra help too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. By the way, for those of you guys wondering, during the break, Miranda did like grab her luggage.
I found a bathing suit. I found one, and it was at the bottom from our last trip, Pina.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're so lucky.
I didn't unpack fully. The last time.
And we didn't use bathing suits on our last trip.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Last trip we were in Kingston.
Oh, that was so great.
At the Frontenac Club, which is a beautiful, beautiful boutique hotel that was like three old historic buildings.
From like 1826.
Yeah. The oldest one was a farmhouse dating back to 1826. Yeah. And one building was also the very first Bank of Montreal outside of Quebec.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah. It had the old vaults in there and everything. So definitely, you know what, like, honestly, resorts of Ontario, They are absolutely amazing. And we were able to check out all these amazing resorts and places here in Ontario because of them.
Well, they're a great resource because you can go there and check out what you want. So say you're a couple and you want to go see just like couples only kind of spots.
Yeah.
Front Neck Club is amazing for that because it really, you know, it's almost feel like you're in New York City, like this, the mixologist there. And big shout outs to the
yes.
team, like Alex.
Alex was the sommelier.
Yeah. The wine, the orange wine that I had. Amazing. Like they really exceeded our expectations at every turn. And I almost, you know, when you go somewhere and you're left that feeling like it was such a good experience and it still lives within you.
Yes,
that's
totally.
What I feel like still. And it was what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, totally. And then we had Nick, who is the mixologist on staff. So they have a sommelier and a mixologist on staff. And it's hilarious because Miranda's more of a wine girl and I'm more of like a cocktail, more specifically a gin girl, Hendrix, shout out to Hendrix. And so it was funny because you hung out a lot with like Alex talking wines and stuff like that. And I was with Nick talking about, you know, different cocktails and different
drinks.
He made
you some amazing cocktails.
Yeah, it was insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah. So definitely for those of you parents that are like at wit's end and you're like, I need a break after this, like, never ending pandemic and homeschooling and all of this stuff, like literally get a babysitter, ship the kids off somewhere and go make a weekend out of it.
Yeah. I mean, and if you go to the Front Neck Club, Sean,
one of the partners,
he will take care of you. Like you feel like family when you walk in there. Like we can't speak enough about the feeling of when you're in there and the way they take care of you and pay attention to your needs. It's incredible.
You know what I loved? Sean, who's one of the partners, one of the six partners, there's three couples who own the place.
Yeah.
He was walking around, clearing tables, bringing room service to the guests. They only have 20 rooms there.
20 unique suites. Like,
so get this, each room has its own name and its own theme. So when you walk in, like there was one called Locomotive and you walk in and they had like, it was a train theme, black and white photography, beautiful romantic photography, like, you know, of a couple at a train station. Then you go into one, it was called Backstage and it was room 102. And I remember that because being the big, huge music fan I am and having worked at 102.1 The Edge for years, our brother station just down the hallway, I was like, this is the room I should have been in.
Yeah.
And we got to tour and explore all these different rooms. And when you walk into that room, they had like Tragically Hip gold records and pictures of different concerts and musicians that come from Kingston. So they had Tragically Hip, they had some Bryan Adams, they had some Glorious Sons. Yeah. And it was like so, so cool. So definitely a couple stuff you need to check that out.
And they had bathrooms bigger than my bedroom. Like these huge.
Oh my God. It was like insane.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful. And you're right across the street from the lake and down the street from the Gord Downie Pier.
Yeah. And also the restaurants close by, you know, the food there is amazing.
God.
But
at
you're
the
just
bank.
Accessible everywhere. And it's just a beautiful location. We can't. And if you're dropping off your kid at Queens.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Okay. For the parents with the older kids that are doing that, like drop off to Queens, you know, or even if you're going to like, you have to drop them off in Montreal. Why can't I think of the school in Montreal now?
Oh, is it McGill? Concordia?
Or there's another
McGill.
One.
No.
Is it McGill? Or is McGill here in Hamilton? So what's the one in Hamilton? McMaster's here. So McGill is Montreal. Okay. I got it. Yeah. So if you're doing any of those drops for real, like drop the kids off and then go partay. Tell
you
Alex, Nick, and Sean, we send our love.
Yeah, we sent you.
And that we sent you. And trust me, they will take care of you.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing couples. And now we're here at Horseshoe for a fantastic time with the kids, which, like you said earlier, it's an amazing place for families.
I'm watching these mountain bikers come down the hill right now, which is not what we are not. Jax has a cast on his arm. We're not doing that this time.
And I don't want a cast on mine.
Or anybody's arms or legs. But I think when we're older, or maybe we come by ourselves one time too. I think this is a great destination,
you know what?
For any age.
I have come here in the past on a girls' trip.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they have a restaurant here called Crazy Horse, which we absolutely loved. It's such a fun, like, bar restaurant.
For the crazy moms? Crazy Horse.
Oh, my God.
Moms.
You know what? Yeah. I think that's exactly what they had in mind when they named it. But you know what? Talking about the mountain bikers coming down, it reminds me of a trip that I took to Hawaii. And I went to the top of a volcano, which is not coming to me right now what the name of the volcano was, but it was in Maui. And we took a bus ride up to the top to watch the sunrise And then we mountain biked down right after.
Wow.
And it was crazy because there's no guardrails. So like, what? If you, yeah, yeah. If, I was riding those brakes the whole way down.
You're going like inching your way down.
Yeah. Now. Like, I'm like, because if I just like go a little bit to the right, I will fall right off the cliff. Like
exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time.
It was so good though. Yeah. So good. So yeah, a lot of fun activities. I don't know. I am one person to do activities when I go away.
Yeah.
What are you? That. Are you like that?
I am. I definitely like, I like to push myself, but I also want to do like safe activities where it doesn't induce a crazy amount of chaos and fear. Maybe that's part of the, you know, the same discussion we had about the crowds. I like, look, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm on the cusp, Sagicorn, right?
Yeah.
So like I have that fire. I want the spontaneity and adventure, but I also want like to ground myself in security.
I'm an Aries and I'm a fire sign and I'm just like, let's go. I love to go snorkeling. I love going kayaking. In Hawaii, I actually snorkeled, Miranda, in a volcano crater.
What?
Yeah, it was like the coolest thing ever. So cool. And when we were like snorkeling, just like in the ocean there were like stingrays all around. There's sharks.
You There's have sharks. To really be able to push through that fear in order to enjoy that experience.
You know what it is? It's going and not knowing and then just seeing them and be like, oh, all right then.
I could deal with that. Just it's not the snakes. I can't deal with.
Oh God, no. No. There's no snakes actually in Hawaii. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's no snakes in Hawaii. So
there.
Right. And as much as I want to go to Australia, I will not go because the snakes and those massive spiders, I can't do it. Mm-mm. I can't do it. When I was in St. Lucia, actually, I love St. Lucia. It's one of my favorite places to visit. They have the Pitons, which are these two mountains, but they're actually results of volcano eruptions. That's what they are, right? And the energy there is fantastic. But I was invited to hike one of them. And so I'm like, okay, sure, why not? Not thinking anything. Guys, I'm not a hiker. I'm not a hiker whatsoever. And so they're like, let's hike the Piton. They have the Gros Piton and the Petit Piton. And I did the Gros Piton and it's 2,619 feet.
What?
Yeah. And I was just like, I went in blindly and I'm like in my crappy shoes with no grip. And some of these rocks were half of my size. Mind you, I'm not even 5 feet tall, but it was a challenging hike. And I didn't think I was going to make it, but I did. And then on the way down, you know what happened? Because it's 2 hours up, 2 hours down. As soon as I started going down, did I not twist my ankle? And I had go down on a, I was going to say damaged, injured ankle.
Wait, but you still made it down.
I had no choice.
No, helped you.
No, you don't have a choice. Like you have. There's no other way to get down. So you have to go. And I just sucked it up and I went and it was pretty intense and pretty crazy.
The good thing about those types of things, when you push yourself into situations like that test you, is that you feel really this great sense of accomplishment on the other side.
Totally.
Right. And I think that is what, like, you know, when you succeed at something, you're like, okay, I'm going to take this and remember it for the next time when something slows you down. Or if you, you know, if you let fear get in the way of stopping you from doing something, you have to remember how amazing it feels to be in that spot.
No, absolutely. I remember hitting the top and I just started to cry. And even at those times where I was like, I can't do it. I can't go on any further.
That's like the analogy of life right there.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I pushed and pushed and I said, I'm going to do this for the kids. I'm going to do this for the kids so they can say that my mama did this with me in mind and she was able to get through because of us.
You know, like I've been reading, we read a lot of horoscopes, Pina and I, read a lot of, we send each other all these different posts all the time. And so I was reading just recently, like right now, August is a really tough month for a lot of people, just like in the cosmos and the universe, like a really challenging time. But it's like when you're at the end of your rope and you're like, I can't push anymore. Then there's the beautiful part on the other side. It's like on the other side of that last push, you're like, there's something extra special. And that's what that feeling is.
Did you watch the TikToks I just sent you last night?
I watched them. And that's
because she just said that.
But I was thinking that, you know, August felt like that kind of month, like never ended. And it was just challenging. And you had to work through a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
And then like, you know what? Like if you look back at your life and you go through lessons and any type of, you know, experience where you have to overcome something, you know that on the other side, there's something really beautiful. but you really have to make it through it. You can't go around it. You can't bypass it. You know, this term spiritual bypassing.
No,
we can talk more about that afterwards because we got
to. Oh, we got to wrap it up. Yeah, like Devon's back at the station. He's like, guys, shut up. We got to go to break. So we're going to do that. Don't worry, Devon. We will be right back with more because it is the timeout edition of the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, and I've got Miranda Malasani with me.
Listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And guys, it is the first Sunday of September, which means, what does it mean, Miranda?
It's time to have a timeout. That but I right. needed more timeouts over the course of August. So I feel like this is an extra needed timeout.
And that, my friends, is Miranda Malasani, my special guest co-host for the Timeout Edition. And we usually have Sarah Blackwood with us from Walk Off the Earth as our other special guest co-host, but she is traveling because Walk Off the Earth is playing shows again. Guys, you need to check them out on social because they've got a show coming up at the Budweiser stage that you're not going to want to miss. Sarah, we are sending you tons of love right now.
We are, and we miss you during this hour, but it's okay. We'll catch up.
Yeah, when you get back. Okay, before the break, Miranda, you were talking about spiritual bypass.
Yeah, spiritual bypass.
What is that? What are you talking about?
So let's say we have a realization that we need to change something in our life. So say we have this, like, finally we've gone through all these experiences, and you know when you're going through experiences and you have the same pattern that shows up. So maybe a relationship, could be a job, you're having the same things that show up for you. And you finally go, I need to face this. But you have the realization of it, but then you don't actually do the work to move through it. So spiritual bypassing is having some understanding and not stepping in to the, let's say, painful, like moving through the pain or actually doing the deeper work, the shadow work in order to get to that next place. So bypassing is going, I have awareness, but now that I have awareness, let's just go back to the way it was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Instead of moving forward with it, you know, to try and like
actually making some movement, deeper work, the kind of work that we all want to
do. So is that what you're saying? Like a lot of that stuff's happening in August?
So August was a time where we really had to reflect and sit with our shit so that we could, you know,
for lack of better words,
right? Because with that, you know, it's uncomfortable, right? We want to turn away from it. We want to bring in the joy so pain is like, I didn't push it away.
I never even heard that term before. So thank you. See, you learn something new every day. Devon, back at the radio station, our producer, turn your mic on. So, Devon, did you know that?
No, I did not.
See, you learn something new every day.
I learned something new, yeah.
There you go. And that's our, we got to give a big shout out to Devon back at the radio station.
Yeah, Devon's awesome.
He helps us out.
And I have to say, Devon, in September, it's going to be a month of clarity. Our friend JoJo, she tells us that it's a month of clarity because, you know, we're basically like, we've gone through some stuff in August and now we've sat with it, now we got clarity on things. And how to move forward. And I think that September is going to be, you know, a month of movement. Obviously it is with school and everything, but more on a deeper.
Oh, that's good to know.
I think so. That's good to know. I mean, there is Mercury retrograde that happens.
That's what I was just going to say.
Okay. 27.
Mercury retrograde, Mercury lemonade, whatever you want to call it, is coming our way. So Devon, get ready for that. Get ready for that.
I will be ready. Yep. Do you remember the 21st night of September? I kind of went there, but I'll shut up now.
We love Devon. Devon is not a parent, but Devon just like,
and after the show, he'll never want to be a parent.
Devon, do you want to be a parent?
Yeah. I think I'd be a good dad. You know, I'd crack a couple of dad jokes here and there, but I think I'd make it. I'd be okay.
Dad jokes are the best.
They are the best.
Yeah.
And there's an account on Instagram called Dad Jokes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you serious?
Oh my God. It's so good.
Oh,
so
my
good.
Goodness. Okay. I need to up my arsenal and see what they have.
Yes.
There, so I better check it out.
All the dads listening, if you don't follow that account, you need to follow that account because then you can like put some of those jokes in your back pocket and just claim them as your own. No one needs to know.
You know what, Pina? I'm a sucker for a good dad joke. Like it actually, I think it's a turn on. I'm like, what? I think it's a good dad joke. I'm like, that is, it's kind of sexy because it means you were like, you're humble enough and you're, you know, there's like a level of like, you know, it's cheese ball.
So, okay. Yeah. I'm going to pull one out. It says, my wife has begged me to stop making police related puns. I said, okay, I'll give it a rest.
Oh my gosh. I actually like that one.
You got to write that down.
I just pulled the first one that I saw. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Devon, you want another one?
Yeah. Give me another one.
I was walking past a farm and a sign said duck eggs. I thought that's an unnecessary comma. And then it hit me.
You have to see this one written. Duck eggs. Duck comma eggs.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That's an unnecessary. Okay, next.
That's a
charm to charm. Here we go. Let's hear this.
Okay, okay. Let's see. My wife wants me to blow air on her whenever she overheats, but honestly, I'm not a fan.
The level of cheesiness right now. So I'm like, I don't know if I can handle it. It's too much. It's so cheesy. But you know what?
See, so good.
Yeah, it's so good. I think women like a man who is funny and everything like that. So to Miranda's point, yeah. You know, when you crack a dad joke here and
you
there.
You can make
like,
me laugh.
Exactly.
You've got points.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, humor is a huge quality to look for in a partner. Absolutely. I know we're talking like men, but Devon, is that something that men look for in women?
Humor? Yeah, absolutely. Like I love a girl who can make me laugh and stuff like that. And, you know, if there's someone who can help, you know, like lighten me up and like be the life of the party, that's great. I love that.
There we go. Well, thanks for joining us for a bit, Devon.
No, you guys are awesome.
we'll let you get back and you're like, oh God, what are these girls doing to me?
No, it's all good.
But Miranda, what were you telling me that happened at a fast food place?
Okay, so videos are a trap sometimes, right? You see things that you wish you could unsee.
Yeah.
And so I did see a video not long ago of a woman who was at a Tim Hortons counter and she was really upset. And she was trying to get her point across. And I guess she might have also been a little loopy. Well, a lot loopy because she pulled her pants down and she, And she decided to go number two in her hand and then throw it at the cashier. And
hold on a second.
It's almost something you can't digest. Like how can someone get to that level or what is happening in that person's head? Or what just went down in order to get to that point?
Like I was dry heaving so bad and like nearly threw up the other day, just cleaning up dog poop. Like it was bad. It was really, really bad. Why would you intentionally do that in your hand?
Well, there was another story just recently at a Dairy Queen counter. Someone didn't want to wear a mask and they urinated on the floor. Like it seems like a kind of like a 2-year-old thing to do at that point. Like that's
like a tantrum.
It's a tantrum.
No, I don't want to wear my mask. I'm just gonna pee on the floor. Like what?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel sorry for their parents. Like imagine if they're doing that as adults, what were they like as children?
Yeah. I mean, maybe their parents are the same.
Well, we had an incident. I don't know if you remember, Miranda. Before we go to break, we'll tell you this quick story. Miranda and I had a date night a few months ago and we did a little bit of shopping before we went for dinner together on a nice patio.
Oh God, I have to relive this story.
And so Miranda, you were driving your Jeep in the parking lot closer to my pickup.
Yeah.
And as you approached, you had your window down and you're screaming, Peta, and you were just dying. And I was like, what is wrong?
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe I was seeing.
Tell everyone at home what you saw.
I need to go over the story because I can't believe. Okay, so I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like I'm screaming at you because I'm like, how is this happening? So a man just pulled over in the parking lot, got out of his vehicle, pulled down his pants and underwear, and he's just taking on the ground in front of me.
There's no other way to say it.
And I can't believe that I even, I just couldn't believe it. So
we're still lost for words over that.
And then it was like nothing. He just got back in his vehicle and he drove away.
That was it. You know what the weirdest part about it is that there was a Tim Hortons right there. Right? Just ask to go to the bathroom.
What a crappy day for that guy.
Yeah, that's what Devon just messaged us and said, what a crappy day for him. Totally. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with more. You are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And this is the Timeout Edition.
Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
We are back and you are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is the special timeout edition. So we've got Miranda Malasani, my special guest co-host with me, because it's the timeout edition, which happens once a month, the first Sunday of every single month. And I was laughing because our kids are
It's not here. Really a timeout, you know.
No, this is not a timeout.
Okay, we're just, you know,
we're trying to do the radio show. We're here at beautiful Horseshoe Valley Resort. And it's the two of us with our five kids. And I was laughing before because Marcus was, I'm just going to say it. There's no other way to say it. He's being an asshole. There's real parenting there for you, you know? And he's just like, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. And Miranda, you just said to me, like, does he have an iPad or something? Yeah. And you know what? There is an iPad in my condo next door. However, I don't want to give it to him because they're addicted. They get addicted to this stuff. Yeah. And I know sometimes we just have to give in. So like, just here, take it, shut up. Let me get my stuff done.
Well, there is a recent news story that just is exactly on this topic.
How do you like that?
Just
like
that, this is a sound effect.
Yeah, this is real life parenting.
So in China,
what's going on there?
The amount of time youth can spend playing video games. So if you're under 18, you cannot play games more than 3 hours a week.
Whoa,
that's a huge, huge change to make. Like, and how do they go about?
Because even think about it, like if you were to say to your kid, like, okay, you have 1 hour a day. That's 7 hours a week.
Yeah.
I really suck at math, but no, let's figure it out. Let me pull out my calculator here. So that is like, hold on. Oh my God. I really, really suck. So it's like 42 minutes a day.
So it says the restrictions apply to any devices, including phones. Right? And basically like it's going to change the whole gaming industry.
No, I lied. It's not 42 minutes a day. Is it? I don't know. I can't do the math, but that's like crazy.
So even on your phones, they're going to limit it.
Who is like, does it say like,
wait, they can also play for an hour at the same time on public holidays. So it says they limit under 18s to playing for 1 hour a day, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on only Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Oh, so you get an hour
on the weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wow. So no gaming, no electron, wow. Like no devices.
So is
Monday through Thursday.
That is something that could, I don't think could ever happen here.
I don't think it would happen here. No, definitely not. I actually monitor my kids a lot. They cannot get into the iPad unless they bring it to me because I have the passcode for it. So they have to bring it to me in order for me to unlock it. What about your kids? What do you do at home?
You know, we've been trying to go out a lot this summer and be outside, but I also know that like my eldest Jax, he connects with his friends when he plays video games. And I kind of like that social element. And I know that it's not the same as being in person, but I do give them the opportunity. Same with Tay. He's actually connecting with other kids that he knows that live far away that like he knows.
Yeah.
And it's been good socially.
Well, the thing is too, is that we're going through this pandemic, right? So for their mental health and their well-being, and I know a lot of people may actually argue with my point of view on this. They may say, well, that's not good, you know, for them to be on devices like so much. But with them being homeschooled for so long, being away from school, being away from their friends, I think that in moderation and with depending on their age, parent supervision, I don't see anything wrong with it.
I actually don't either. I think they needed it more than ever because they were losing that connection with people. They were losing the ability to have conversations. I mean,
it's scary.
Kids, that's scary. So having them be like do cooperative games, I know like, you know, it depends on their age, like you mentioned, whatever it is, it's teamwork. It's moving together. It's also what they lost out on is the conflict. Sometimes they need to have those conflict situations.
Absolutely.
In order to learn how to be who they are and also deal with other people.
It's and how to resolve.
How to resolve.
How to resolve.
We are missing that piece when we aren't giving our kids that opportunity.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, a lot of people, we're both social media content creators. And I've got to say, like, we depend on social media so much for our businesses. You know, we're both entrepreneurs, and social media is what helps us, you know, pay the bills.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of good in social media, but a lot of people see bad in it. But think about the impact and how useful social media has been to us during this pandemic.
It's a huge impact.
When we could not gather with our friends, with our families.
It was the only form of connection, really, in some cases. Like, if you could not, you couldn't have that access or connect with anybody, how else could you get it if you were on your own?
Right? So, you know what? Social media, not all that bad. I don't know, in my eyes.
It's how you use it. I think it's how you use it and your intention behind it, because it can be we can go on forever about this, but if you're just putting out the fake stuff about your life,
and yes,
showing this mirage that doesn't exist, this is not good for anybody's health.
No, I'm glad you said that. Because I was actually just having this conversation with someone the other day, and I was saying that I have so much respect for content creators out there that are using it for good, you know, to educate, to inspire, to motivate people instead of, you know, I don't know them personally. I guess I'm judging, but like, take for example, the Kardashians. Give us something useful, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm totally with you. I'm totally with you. You know what else I'm all about, Miranda?
Tell me.
I'm all about jumping in a pool.
I was going to say, I think it's about that time. The kids are wanting to go take a little dip
in the pool.
Me too.
So we're going to wrap things up because you hear that? Do you hear that? They are ready. They are ready to jump in the pool. So that's it for us and the special timeout edition.
We're going to need a timeout later on today too, Tina. You know that, right?
Yeah. Soon. It's coming. And for all you parents at home, enjoy your Sunday evening, because guys, this is it. The final few days before school starts. So that's it for us, right? We're going to catch you next month for the timeout edition. I will catch you next week. Same time, same place for the parenting show. And yeah, I think that's it. I just got swimming on my brain.
Let's do it.
That's it. We're out. Have a great one, guys. We will catch you next week. I'm Pina Crispo, and this is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.